If you would like free newsletters, as you see here, on a wide variety of subjects from a biblical perspective, just email your request to cdebater@aol.com. That's cdebater@aol.com, as you see on the screen. These newsletters can help viewers who have family or friends trapped in religious cults or false religions, so take advantage of the opportunity. Besides newsletters, our ministry has many Christian tracts and other literature available as well at no charge. Don't sit on the sidelines, but prepare yourself and those you come in contact with. Remember the old saying, one life will soon be passed, only what is done for Christ will last. 1 Peter 3:15 says, but sanctify Christ as Lord in your hearts, always being ready to make a defense to everyone who asks you to give an account for the hope that is in you, yet with gentleness and reverence.
To introduce our guest on today's program, it's someone that should be very familiar to a lot of our viewers, our regular viewers of this channel, See Answers TV, which stands for Christian Answers Television. It's French citizen Camille Joly. And this is one of her videos that she's done for us in the past called From France to Texas, From Atheism to Roman Catholicism to the Biblical Jesus. Of course, here she gives her testimony of how she came from France, mainly because she was watching our internet shows on See Answers TV over there in France, outside of Paris, and became convinced of the Bible doctrine as being taught, and then wanted to come all the way here to Texas to thank us personally. So anyone wants to see this particular video, it's From France to Texas, From Atheism to Roman Catholicism to the Biblical Jesus. Another video she's done for us is one done at my church where she's given her testimony. It's called, It's Jesus, Not a Church Organization, Providence of God Testimony of French Citizen Camille Joly. Now, this is one of the most popular videos of all the videos she's done for us, because this one has over 250,000 views. So you might want to check that one out. Another video she's done with us is where she appears with the former Roman Catholic priest for 22 years, Richard Bennett of Brian Beacon. That's his website. Check it out. And they discuss her transition from Roman Catholicism in France over to becoming a biblical Christian. And you'll find that on the video called Found Christ Despite Being Raised an Atheist, Not Baptized, and Teaching Roman Catholic Gregorian Chant. Interesting testimony there from Camille. And of course, our other video, which gets into extensive detail about her entire adventure coming from France all the way to Texas to meet me, Larry Wessels, as you see there, Director of Christian Answers. And we discussed that whole situation from her taking a cargo ship across the Atlantic Ocean just to get over here to Austin, Texas. Quite fascinating. And that one is called See Answers TV YouTube viewer from France comes to Texas by cargo ship just to meet Larry Wessels. So that was a very fascinating video, if you ask me. Very highly unusual to take a cargo boat across the Atlantic Ocean just to say thank you to someone. Okay, with that, we'll move into our main video presentation.
Bonjour, donc nous vous présentons aujourd'hui un programme bilingue en anglais et français à propos des doctrines enseignées par les témoins de Jéhovah. Et beaucoup des doctrines majeures sont fausses et ne correspondent pas à la Bible. Donc vous allez voir une petite présentation qui concerne des références dans la Bible que vous pouvez utiliser pour une discussion avec un témoin de Jéhovah.
Welcome once again to our program. I'm Larry Wessels, your host and also director of Christian Answers. I want to thank you to be joining us for Christian Answers Presents. We have a special show today that we're doing. The Lord has blessed me with a wonderful guest here, Camille Joly. Camille, great to have you here, my dear.
Great to be here.
Okay. And she's from France, and she speaks French, obviously. So we thought, since she was here, we would take advantage of that to maybe help our French-speaking people that may come along to watch this video. They may not understand English, but they would understand French. So it would be a way to witness to them as well. Now, what we're going to do here is just read one of my favorite little tracks that I've used for probably over 30 years. It's, and you can see it on your screen there. It's called A True Christian Presentation to a Jehovah's Witness. Now, when it comes to Jehovah's Witnesses, for instance, they are one of these false religions like Mormonism or Christian Science or Unity School of Christianity or all these other religious groups, which many of you are probably familiar with that watch this show. On our YouTube channel, See Answers TV, we have 19 playlists on different topics, including lots of different religions. Because, as it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, I think it's verse 4, says there's another Jesus, another gospel, and another spirit. So there's another Jesus out there, and this another spirit, and another gospel. And it's coming from all these false religions. But we're interested in what the Bible says, what the Scripture says about the true Jesus, the true gospel, and the true Holy Spirit. And so I've learned in all the years of dealing with cults and false prophets that they have all three of these things. They have a fall, they have another Jesus, they have another gospel, and another spirit. But yet they use the terminology of the Bible. And I've learned also that if you want to get a good Bible study on how to deal with false prophets, then learn how to refute a Jehovah's Witness. Because of all the religions I've studied, the Jehovah's Witnesses probably get almost every key Bible doctrine wrong. It's amazing about the Jehovah's Witnesses how they can be wrong on almost every key Bible doctrine. But if you learn how to refute a Jehovah's Witness, then you'll be ready for the Muslims, you'll be ready for the Mormons, you'll be ready for all the other cults, because just by studying what the Bible says on how to refute what a Jehovah's Witness says, then you'll know how to refute all the other false prophets. It's sort of like an easy way to deal with all the false prophets all at once. You just study how to refute a Jehovah's Witness, because they get almost everything wrong. It's just amazing. But so what we're going to do is a study here in two languages. I'm just going to read this simple little tract, which is very useful, in English. And then Camille is going to say the same thing in French. And we're just going to kind of move through it. You'll see the on the chart. You'll see all that on the chart. And then we'll go from there. So, Camille, are you ready to begin? All right. Here we go. A true Christian presentation to a Jehovah's Witness.
C'est une vraie présentation chrétienne pour un témoin de Jéhovah.
Listed within are texts from Scripture which should be used to support the major doctrines of the Christian church when confronting a Jehovah's Witness.
Ici listées sont des références d'écriture qui pourraient être utilisées pour soutenir les majeures doctrines chrétiennes quand on a affaire à un témoin de Jéhovah.
The doctrines given are denied by the Watchtower Society. Keep this track with your Bible to be used as a guide when discussing the scriptures with a Jehovah's Witness.
Les doctrines qui sont données ici sont réfutées par la société de la Tour de Garde. Vous pouvez donc garder ce tract avec votre Bible et être utilisé comme un guide pour discuter de la Bible avec un témoin de Jéhovah.
All right. Next page, you see the deity of Jesus Christ, which means Jesus is God.
La première doctrine étudiée, c'est la divinité de Jésus-Christ.
John 1:1, John 5:18, John 5:23, John 8:58, cross reference to Exodus chapter 3, verse 14, John chapter 10, verses 30 through 33, John 17:5, John 20:28, Hebrews 1:8, Matthew 1:23, and Colossians 2:9.
Les références d'écriture utilisées sont Jean 1:1, Jean 5:18, Jean 5:23, Jean 8:58, à référencer avec Exode 3:14, Jean 10:30-33, Jean 17:5, Jean 20:28, Hébreux 1:8, Matthieu 1:23 et Colossiens 2:9.
Only Jehovah God is to be worshipped. Matthew 4:10. Yet we see Jesus being worshipped and accepting it. Matthew 8:2. Matthew 9:18. Matthew 14:33. Matthew 15:25. Matthew 28:9. Matthew 28:17. And Hebrews 1:6.
Seulement l'Éternel Dieu doit être vénéré. Matthieu 4:10. Pourtant, on voit Jésus être vénéré et le recevoir, l'accepter. Dans Matthieu 8:2, Matthieu 9:18, Matthieu 14:33, Matthieu 15:25, Matthieu 28:9, Matthieu 28:17 et Hébreux 1:6.
Jehovah God alone created the world. Isaiah 44:24. Job 9:8. Yet we see that Jesus created all things. John 1:3. John 1:10. Colossians 1:16-17.
L'Éternel Dieu seul a créé le monde. Isaïe 44:24. Job 9:8. Pourtant, on voit que Jésus a créé toutes choses. Jean 1:3, Jean 1:10 et Colossiens 1:16-17.
And finally, we are told that Jehovah God would come himself to be our Savior. Isaiah 35:4, Isaiah 45:21. Yet the apostles who wrote the New Testament always spoke of Jesus Christ as being the Savior. Luke 2:11, John 4:42, and Titus 1:4.
Et enfin, nous apprenons que Dieu seul viendrait lui-même pour être le sauveur. Isaïe 35:4, Isaïe 45:21. Pourtant, les apôtres qui ont écrit le Nouveau Testament parlent toujours de Jésus-Christ comme étant le sauveur. Luc 2:11, Jean 4:42 et Tite 1:4.
The doctrine of the Trinity. The doctrine of the Trinity emerges from both the Old and New Testament scriptures in several noteworthy places. The incarnation of Jesus, Luke 1:35. The baptism of Jesus, Matthew 3:16-17. The Great Commission, Matthew 28:19.
Deuxièmement, la doctrine de la Trinité. La doctrine de la Trinité est vue non seulement dans l'Ancien, mais aussi dans le Nouveau Testament, à plusieurs endroits notables. L'incarnation de Jésus, Luc 1:35, le baptême de Jésus, Matthieu 3:16-17, et la Grande Commission, Matthieu 28:19.
The resurrection of Jesus, Acts 3:26, 1 Thessalonians 1:10, the Father, John 2:19-21, John 10:18, the Son, Romans 8:11, 1 Peter 3:18, Holy Spirit.
La résurrection de Jésus, dans le livre des Actes 3:26, dans le premier épître aux Thessaloniciens 1:10, là c'est le Père, Dieu le Père, Jean 2:19-21 et Jean 10:18, c'est le Fils, et dans l'épître aux Romains 8:11, et la première épître de Pierre, Pierre 3:18, là c'est l'Esprit Saint.
Creation of the world. Psalm 100:3. Nehemiah 9:6. The Father. John 1:3. Colossians 1:16-17. The Son. Job 33:4. Job 26:13. Genesis 1:2, the Holy Spirit.
La création du monde, dans les psaumes 100, verset 3, dans Néhémie, chapitre 9, verset 6, Dieu le Père. Jean 1, 3 et Colossiens 1, 16 à 17, le Fils. Job 33, 4 et Job 26, 13. Genèse 1, 2, le Saint-Esprit.
Each person of the Trinity is eternal. Psalm 93, verse 2, the Father. Micah 5, 2. Isaiah 9, 6, the Son. Hebrews 9, 14, the Holy Spirit.
Chaque personne de la Trinité est éternelle. Dans les psaumes 93, 2, le Père. Dans Michée 5, 2 et Isaïe 9, 6, le Fils. Dans Hébreux 9, 14, le Saint-Esprit.
All have inspired scripture. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, the Father. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 10, the Son. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 21, the Holy Spirit.
Tous ont l'écriture inspirée. Dans 2 Timothée 3, 16, le Père. 1er épître de Pierre 1, 10, le Fils. 2e épître de Pierre 1, 21, le Saint-Esprit.
All three are called God. 1 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 6. John chapter 6 verse 27. The Father. John chapter 1 verse 1. John 20, 28. Hebrews chapter 1 verse 8. The Son. Acts chapter 5 verses 3 and 4. The Holy Spirit.
Chaque personne de la Trinité est appelée Dieu. Dans le 1er épître aux Corinthiens, chapitre 8 verset 6. Dans Jean 6, 27, Dieu le Père. Dans Jean 1, 1, Jean 28, 28, pardon, Jean 20, 28, et Hébreux 1, 8, le Fils. Et dans le livre des Actes, chapitre 5, versets 3 et 4, le Saint-Esprit.
Bodily resurrection of Jesus, John chapter 2, 19 through 21, John 20, 27, and in Colossians 2, 9, the Apostle Paul writes, some 25 years after the resurrection, that Jesus is dwelling bodily. Finally, in Luke chapter 24, verses 36 through 40, we see the disciples of Jesus making the same mistake that the Watchtower Society makes. They supposed that they had seen a spirit.
Troisièmement, la résurrection corporelle de Jésus. Dans Jean 2, 19 à 21, Jean 20, 27, et dans Colossiens 2, 9, l'apôtre Paul écrit, à peu près 25 ans après la résurrection, que Jésus est présent physiquement. Enfin, dans Luc 24, 36 à 40, nous voyons que les disciples de Jésus ont fait la même erreur que nous voyons dans la société de la tour de garde. Ils ont supposé qu'ils avaient vu un esprit.
The existence of hell. Matthew chapter 5, 22. Matthew 10, 28. Matthew 13, 42. Matthew 25, 46. Matthew 26, 24. Revelation 20, 15. Isaiah 66, 24. Luke chapter 16, 20 through 25. The verses from Luke are not a parable as proper names are never used in parables.
Quatrièmement, l'existence de l'enfer. Dans Matthieu 5, 22, Matthieu 10, 28, Matthieu 13, 42, Matthieu 25, 46, Matthieu 26, 24, Apocalypse 20, 15, Isaïe 66, 24, Luc 16, 20 à 25. Les versets tirés de Luc ne sont pas une parabole, car des noms propres ne sont jamais utilisés dans les paraboles.
The existence of the soul. 1 Corinthians 6, 20. Matthew 10, 28. Acts 7, 59. John 19, 30. Matthew 26, 38. Genesis 2, 7.
Cinquièmement, sur l'existence de l'âme. 1 Épître aux Corinthiens 6, 20. Matthieu 10, 28. Actes 7, 59. Jean 19, 30, Matthieu 26, 38 et Genèse 2, 7.
Infinite atonement of Christ. Ephesians chapter 2, 8 and 9. Titus 3, 4 through 6. Acts 4, 12. John 3, 16 to 18. 2 Corinthians 5, 21. Hebrews 9, 28.
Enfin, sixièmement, sur l'atonement infini de Jésus-Christ. Éphésiens 2, 8 et 9, Tite 3, 4 à 6, Actes 4, 12, Jean 3, 16 à 18, Second Épître aux Corinthiens 5, verset 21, Hébreux 9, 28.
But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. 1 Peter 3:15.
Mais sanctifiez dans vos cœurs Christ le Seigneur, étant toujours prêt à vous défendre avec douceur et respect devant quiconque vous demande raison de l'espérance qui est en vous. 1er Épître de Pierre, chapitre 3, verset 15.
Outstanding. Well, I want to thank you, Camille, for doing a fine job on translating the French on this little track. Like I said, I've used this track for 30 years, and it's a very useful track. Anyone can just put it in their Bible. And even if they don't remember all these verses, they'll have this in there, and then they can pull it out and look up the verse. In fact, this video is geared for our viewers to look up these verses. You see it on the screen. You hear us giving it in two different languages. So it's meant as a Bible study to help you when you're dealing with false prophets. Now here it's dealing with we're dealing with Jehovah's Witnesses, but like I said, they get almost every major doctrine of the Bible wrong. So if you know how to deal with them, you'll know how to deal with any of these other false prophets. And so it's an easy Bible study just on learning what some of the major Bible doctrines are that are important for the salvation of your soul. I mean, you need to know who Jesus is. You need to know who God is, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. You need to understand these doctrines that the Bible says are essential. You must believe these things. So with that said, feel free to call or write us. And please finish off the show, Camille, if you don't mind, with invitation to anyone watching.
Pour plus de détails, n'hésitez pas à contacter le site de Christian Answers, dont vous voyez les coordonnées apparaître à l'écran, dont le directeur est Larry Wessels, ici présent. Et vous pouvez écrire un mail ou passer un coup de fil, laisser un message. Donc n'hésitez pas pour plus d'informations. Christian Answers.
Thank you very much. And may the Lord bless y'all who have watched this show, and remember this. John 14:6. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except by me.
Que Dieu vous bénisse tous. Merci d'avoir regardé. Et souvenez-vous ce que Jésus dit dans Jean chapitre 14, verset 6. Je suis le chemin, la vérité et la vie. Aucun homme ne vient au Père sans passer par moi.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Bye-bye.
If you like our YouTube channel, please subscribe by clicking on the subscribe button and then by also clicking the bell above to get an automatic update whenever we produce another YouTube video for our See Answers TV channel. Please share our videos with your friends and relatives. May God bless you. Only one life will soon be passed. Only what is done for Christ will last. See related videos by tapping or clicking the screens.